Welcome back to The Revolution with Jim and Trav.
Are you ready to step up?
Freedom, firepower, and fish. Now, let's get back to Eric Poole, editor of Guns and Ammo, and co-host of Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel, Thursdays 9 p.m. Eastern, presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime. My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. This is part two.
Hey, we're back. We're talking freedom, firepower, and fish on this week's show. Before the break, we had part one with old Eric Poole. He is the editor of Guns and Ammo magazine and co-host of Guns and Ammo television on Sportsman's Channel, Thursdays at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Now, Mr. Eric, we kicked this whole thing off. You're talking about ammunition and firearms shortages. Now, you were also discussing during the break, Hornady is coming out with some new lines of stuff, which is exciting. We shoot Hornady. Absolutely love Hornady. What's new coming out from Hornady that we can look forward to?
All right. What you have to get your hands on is this 6mm advanced rifle cartridge, which is going to be known by its acronym ARC, or ARC.
Oh.
And it is the first cartridge to be adopted by the U.S. military, specifically the special operations community, before it was launched commercially. So it's already been through the military's rigorous testing and evaluation standards, and they've found it and adopted it. And it is the main advantage is that it delivers long-range performance, accuracy, and reliability in an AR-15 size action, not an AR-10 action. So it's a shorter action. And that's one thing, like a 6.5 Creedmoor, that's going to work in more of an AR-10 action. Well, you can get really interesting long-range performance out of this cartridge. Now, there have been other 6mm out there, like this. The biggest rival to the 6mm ARC is going to be the 6.5 Grendel. And there have been others that have gone before, like the 6 PPC from back in the early 1970s. But the difference is a lot of those have been Wildcats, where this is the 6mm ARC is a SAMI spec cartridge, meaning all of the design specifications have been standardized. So regardless of whether you buy ammo from Federal, Hornady, Black Hills, doesn't matter. All of these cartridges are going to have the same dimension so that they will reliably feed and function in whatever gun. And let me tell you, there are as many people interested in seeing this in a bolt gun as a semi-automatic. So look for the 6 ARC to be the popular hit this year.
Yeah. Now, does it make a difference on the length of the barrel with this?
Yes. So what we've noticed is if you want to extract the most velocity, you want to get close to that 24-inch barrel if you're using a bolt gun. In an AR platform, you're going to appreciate more of an 18-inch barrel. Out of an 18-inch barrel, I'm getting around 2,600 feet per second. And with that, we were getting half to three-quarter minute groups at 100 yards. That's 5-shot groups. And then we walked it out to 500 and then went to 1,000. And aside from a flyer now and then, we were holding, 4 or 5 inches all day long at 1,000. It was just incredible that you could take such a small 6mm cartridge and hit a steel target with that kind of ability at 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Now, in the sea of ammo manufacturers, I mean, we've got the big three, which is Hornady, Winchester, and Remington. But there are a lot of cottage industries out there that are making various shells, maybe to support what's needed rather than coming out with new things, like even, what is it, Black Hills powder or something like that?
Well, Black Hills, they do make a lot of their own stuff. They're not making their own powder. But what they are now, it's led by this guy, Jeff Hoffman, who is himself actually a part-time police officer, SWAT. But they're known for pairing great bullets with their own hand-loading techniques and their inspection process to ensure that their customers are getting the highest level and consistent quality cartridges. Whereas when you're imagining manufacturing things in bulk, there's not time to pick up every case and look at it for inspections and then reject half of them for inconsistencies or deformities. Well, Black Hills does all that. And so that's kind of what you're getting from there. And they're able to pick and choose and partner with different bullet makers, such as they work with a company called Lehigh in developing some of the first Honey Badger loads. Now, they've since engineered and taken that beyond anyone's expectations, but they've got a history of partnering, even with a company like Hornady, where they take the ELDM and the ELDX bullets, very modern bullets, and putting them in their cases.
Mm. All right, Mr. Eric Poole, again, the editor, Guns and Ammo, and co-host Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel. That is Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You have to watch it. Follow him on Facebook, stalk him in real life, whatever you want to do. Now, on the, I think it was like the February cover, Guns and Ammo 2020, you guys featured the Smith & Wesson PC M&P 9 Shield EZ. Tell us about this before we get to a break. What do you think of this honest review of this 9mm? What do you think?
Honestly, I love guns that are easy to function, and I've got a lot of family and friends that have physical challenges, mainly dexterity issues, and this pistol solves all that for them. Now, where it gives up a little compromise is in capacity, but Smith & Wesson also offers their standard M&P compact line, which is comparable in size with greater capacity, but if you want the easiest gun to rack, the easiest gun to load and shoot, the M&P 9 Shield EZ is the easiest. And to add to that, Smith & Wesson's custom shop, known as Performance Center, just unleashed their version of them, and they've got it with some accent colors, including a titanium nitride that appears gold and silver accents on it. But they also have an all-black version, thumb safety, no manual thumb safety, your choice. And you can actually get a better M&P Shield EZ9 in that custom shop Performance Center version. It has got an incredible trigger, just under 4 pounds is what ours averaged, and it's super accurate all the way out to 25 yards. So, the EZ9 is great. It's very affordable, and it's going to be competitive to those single-stack 9mm, and it's the easiest handling, easiest shooting 9mm pistol on the market.
You bet. Hey, we've been talking with Eric Poole. He's the editor of Guns and Ammo magazine, and we got to go.
He is the editor, Guns and Ammo, and co-host Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This has been presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime, My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. You can go back and get previous seasons and episodes of Guns and Ammo there. Now, Mr. Eric, to learn more about you, everything we have discussed, you guys have so many fantastic articles on your website. Where can we find you online?
www.gunsandammo.com.
Yay, Cat Daddy coming up right after this.
That's right. I appreciate it, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
This is The Revolution with Jim and Trav, the best outdoor radio show on the planet. Connect with the boys on social media and the all-new jimandtrav.com. Stay tuned. The Revolution will continue next.